Siman Ayin Hey, and Be'ez Hashem try to come back to Siman to Ha'aris and Siman Ayin Dalet. But just to start Ayin Hey, so those that started Ayin Hey already will get some ideas in it, and those that didn't start yet, this will be Akdama to Siman Ayin Hey, which I think that will be learning now. So the Gemara Brachas of Chavdal Ramin Aleph tells us Amr Yitzchak Tefach Beisha Erva. A tefach by Isha is considered Erva. The Gemara says over there Lemai. For what halacha? What's in the Gea that Tefach by Isha is Erva? Ilay Malis Takuli Ba. If you tell me it's for the Issa Vistaklos, right? There's the Issa to be Mistakal. Mistakal on Isha. Gemara says, Rav Sheish is already taught it's called Mistakal be'etzba ketana shal Isha, kilu Mistakal be'makom tayrif. If one is Mistakal on the etzba, even the smallest aver of a Isha, it's aser. So what's the chiddush that tefach be'isha erva? Even Mistakal be'etzba ketana is a small finger, which is less than a tefach. So you see, even less than tefach, there's an issa v'staklos. So Gemara answers, Ela be'ishtoi ula krishma. We're talking about his own wife. So on his own wife, there's no issa v'staklos. And for krishma. So it seems that over here, there are two dinim. There's a din of v'staklos, which that's not our sugya right now. The issa v'staklos is not our sugi, that's even on a etzpe ketana shalisha. But our sugi is dining up in a case where there's no issus daklos, let's say his own wife. So then, for the din of krishma, we're reading krishma in front of erva, what's called krishma v'nei erva. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. So Gemara continues. Amrav chista, shaik b'isha erva. Shaik is the thigh. The thigh of Isha is Erva. Shenema brings down a pasik. Gale shaik every naharais v'chsiv togal avascha v'gam tercha pascha. Brings down a pasik that shows that the shaik by Isha is considered Erva. And then the Gemara says, v'am ha-shmul, kol b'isha Erva. The kol, the voice of Isha is Erva. Shenema ki koylech orei v'marech nova. Amrav Sheish is sar b'isha erva. The hair of isha is erva. Shenemar sarech keida izim. What's going on over here? The Gemara is telling us that these areas, the shaykh, the sar, the kol of isha is erva, and brings psukim to show me that it's erva. So Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that the reason why these are considered erva and the midrabanan. The reason why Rabbanan considered these as the erva is because since these are things that bring to hira, when you mstakel by, it brings to hira, therefore we're going to consider it erva, and falls into now the din of leira b'chayav esdava. So it comes out that even though the Torah is only talking about erva mamish, the Torah is talking about where the erva itself is open and it's able to be seen, but midrabanan, if at the time when it's Hashem alkecha mishalaf b'kerav machnecha, which is at a time when you're being oisig in krishma, tefillah, or Torah, any dava shebekdusha, if it's a dava which is maybe l'day hearer, then that is considered erva for these demons. The reason the Gemara has to bring these psukim is because it's showing us through these psukim that these are areas that are attractive to others. It brings here, that's what's showing us. Now, there's no chilik over here between a single girl or a married girl. The svara again is because of here. If the svara is because of here, there's no chilik. The mechaber writes, Mokim shedarke lechasoysoy. Right, the Mechaber says, Tefach Megula B'isha, B'makoyim Shedarka L'chaseisei. Now, the Gemara does not say that. The Gemara that I read you before says, Tefach B'isha Erva. The Mechaber adds those words. tevach b'isha, tevach megula b'isha, b'makayim shedarkei l'chasayse. So if you take a look at Rashi over there, he explains that Rashi says, what are we talking about over there? We're talking about where it's tefach megula. It's open. Now we're not talking about her face, her arms, which are not covered. That we're not talking about. What are we talking about? The places which are normally covered. So that's where we have over here. That's what the Mechab is saying. Tefach megula b'isha, b'makam shedarka l'chasayse. Meaning we're not talking about the face, we're not talking about the arms, we're not talking about the legs, the parts of the bodies which are normal to be covered, that should be covered. So the Rashba, I'll read you the Rashba says as follows. It says, V'hadam Rav Yitzchak tefach b'isha erva. That which the Gemara says, that a tefach b'isha is considered erva. And the Gemara learns that it's talking about b'ishta, your own wife. And for Krishma, Pirush Arayvizal, the Efshadafka Mimakum Tsnua Shabbat. Baloka Sirim Chistal Mema, the Sheikh Bisha, Makum Tsnua Ve'ervahu. I feel like Abi Bala. He's saying, Tome Adafka over here from place of Tsnua. And we're talking about the areas which are normally covered. Of a panel, yedev raglev, kol dibura. This is going to be important words of the Rashba. We call dibura the sound of her speaking. She'ino izemesh, not singing, or the hear that's not normally covered, and that is nochshash. If there's like hair sticking out on the side, which is not normally covered, is nochshash. Mipnei. So what he's saying over here, the Rashi is telling us, is that what we're talking about over here, tefach megula b'isha b'makom shedarkei l'chasayse, means that those places of the isha, those parts of the isha, which we'll have to define what parts they are, those parts of the isha that are normally covered, if now it's uncovered, then that's what we're referring to, that there's an isser to read Krishma, even though it's his wife, which is mutter for him to see those parts of the body, still Krishma biyasa. But paneha, her face, her arms, right under her elbows, her legs, and just speaking is not considered erva. Why? Because ragol man v'letar, because ragol is not tar. Now, another thing that's interesting is that the Mechaber leaves out Shaik. And the reason is because he said, B'makam Shadaka L'chasoysa. And the Shaik is a makam, it's a place of on the Isha, which is normally covered, so therefore it was included in that. Now, some learn that the Gemara is being mechajtas. The Gemara says, Shaykh b'isha erva. It's coming to teach me that by the Shaykh, even if it's less than a tefach, will be aser, will be considered erva. And therefore will be, even by his own wife, less than a tefach will be aser. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Zion brings down such an idea. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, and they say that it's not for one to be choshish for that. What's considered the sheik? It's a discussion in the Achrayim. Exactly what it is, but basically what we're referring to over here is the body itself, like from the collarbone down to the knees. That part of the body is what's makam shadarka l'chasayisa. That's makam shadarka l'chasayisa. Now, the Bi'ur Halacha has a chiddush over here. The Bi'ur Halacha says, tefach megula, Ein besefer Shulchan Shleima, Shekosav, Shir ze Shair Hafilu Biktano, Ibas Gimel Ve'ilach. This Shurim is even by a girl who's 3 years old. She Ru'uya Lebiya. A girl is Ru'uya for Bia already from 3 years old. Vimibitai, if it's his own daughter, so then Miyural Shana Ve'ilach. Then from 11. So Bia Allah is saying, the halacha is of reading Krishma in front of a lady or a girl that's not completely covered is true already from 3 years old. Which means that all the dinim, you go to your brother's house or your sister's house, your nieces that are jumping on you already from 3 years old could be a issue, because the ray starts the halachas of Nigiyah and all those dinim according to the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish, he writes there as follows. He says that according to the Yisod that we said earlier, that what Chazal considered the Erva is what brings the Hirur. Hirur means your mind is occupied with it, you're turret, the thought is in your mind about this person. These are parts of the body that brings the hearer. Says the Chazon Ish. So then, when the kid is young and cute, or doesn't, that's not bringing hearer. That's not the hearer that we're referring to. Right? He says, "Haya nira the chosh ein daitan shabnei adam alehen machmas katnusa and muta." If my das is not on her because she's just this young little girl, no one's thinking about her more than just the fact that she's a cute little girl, so then that's what we're referring to over here. So the very das Rabbeinu Yonah Shein is the Bria El Bistaklis Benihi the das Shabbaiskim Shesosim Zalach Maria says Kamagim Zusha Ein Yetzar Alein Machmas Koitzna. This person who there's no yetzer on them because they're young, hadas noitesh le'osrim chachamim. They ain't can shir b'shanim. So what age? He says there's no age. Ella lefi mitziusan mekatnos gufan. The way she looks, if she already looks like a girl, she's built like a girl. So that's when the shir starts. Which you look at different sperm. Everyone has a different age. Some say 6, some say 7, some say 8. But like the Chazon Ish said, there's no shir be'etzim. It's somewhere around there between 6 and 8 when she already looks like a girl. She grew out of being a young, cute girl. That's the age. So we're talking about over here from Berach 6 to 8 years old and older. Now, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is the Mechaber says tefach megula beisha. Then he says a filu he ishtai, even if it's his wife. What's a filu he ishtai? Sounds like from here that even by a different lady, this is only if it's a tefach. So why is the Gemara come out ela beishtai uli krishma? The din should be also by other women to teach me this din of tefach. So the Bach, the Meir Mordechai, others discussed this, if by other women there'll be Isser of less than Tefach to say Krishma from the Mima less than Tefach, by Halacha L'maisa comes out that Legabe Krishma, let's talk about Krishma, there's no chiluk between his wife or another wife. By both of them, the Is is only where Tefach. By both of them, it's also with Krishma, even with just a Riyah Baal will be also to say Krishma. Okay, now, Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, in Chedal 7 Tezbav, he says, Chazal, this Yisoid that we're saying from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we're saying in general, it's not because Chazal were choshish that you're going to be Mahara while you're saying Krishma. That's not what they're worried about. But while you're saying Krishma, you're going to be Mahara. It's even if you know you're not going to be Mahara during Krishma. You're not seeing it. You're thinking about the Krishma. You're having Kavana and Krishma. But Pshat is that since these are places where it's Shaykh to bring to hearer, even though you're right now it's not going to be good to many hearer because my mind's occupied in Krishma, Chazal gave it a din erva, just like any other erva. And that's the Lashon the Mishnah Brura, the Bechlal Ervahu. And therefore it's us to read Krishma. The Chayodam has decided to say that maybe this Svara, that's B'chal Erva, is even upgraded to Issa Taira. It's not just the Rabbanan. Maybe it's even a Din Taira. But in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's clearly Mashm back in Ayin Gimel that it's the Rabbanan. We'll see Nafkaminas. We'll see Nafkaminas about it. We'll see that there'll be Nafkaminas. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Din Aleph discusses what about Tzimus Anayim? Well, Tzimus Anayim means I'm facing a issue who's not dressed properly. I'm closing my eyes. So the Mishnah Berurah says that at the end of the Simen, he's referring to Sifav, over there come out all the Paiskim. By Erva Mamish, even if you close your eyes, you're not looking, it does not help. Because Lo Yira B'Chayavas Dava is going on the Rabban Shlem, shouldn't be seen to the Rabban Shlem. Shouldn't be seen at Erva, you shouldn't be seen to the Rabban Shlem when there's an Erva over there. While you're reading Krishna, there shouldn't be Erva over there. So Mishbura brings, but according to that which we learned later on, that even turning your face is muta. It's only if you turn your whole body. Now, the question is, and this way, this is the Chayodim learns that whether Atzimus Anayim helps or not, it's telling you whether it's Erva Dereis or Drabana. That's what the Chayodim says. And it's much like that also in the Mishburai say, that if it's Drabanan, then Atzimus Anayim helps. If it's Dereis, then it does not help. So therefore, Sara Isha, the hair of the Isha, being uncovered, that's for sure Drabanan. That's Bade Drabanan. It's interesting. It's the only thing we find in the Torah that she refers that she has to cover. But yet, the Gabi Krishma is Drabanan, which we'll explain. But Sara Isha is Bade Drabanan. Therefore, over there, Atzimus Anayim will for sure work by Sara Isha. Even though on other places it may not work out so smoothly. The question is on the other parts of the body. The other parts of the body, which we mentioned before, should be covered. If it's uncovered, will just closing your eyes work on that? And let me clarify, Atzimus Anayim, the Chaznish says Atzimus Anayim is lav dafka. Doesn't mean you close your eyes, even if you're just looking down. Even if you're looking down. Which would be a simple aid. So if you're at a table where a relative of someone, their mother, their aunt, their sister, is not dressed properly, so the simplest thing would be is bench from a bench. Take a bench and start benching from the bench. You want to say over a vart, take a chumash and read the pasi from the chumash and then talk about it, say over a story. No, I'm saying it will make it simpler if that's what you can do. So that's a question about the other parts of the body. It could be a question. Some sefer in Pashas Nase as a kasha, he says, the pasuk says a para roisha isha by the saita. Right, the Chassam Sofer, then Siman Ayin Hey, it says that Sarah V'Isha is Erva. So the Kohen Ovi is uncovering the hair, and then he's reading Psukim. And he's reading Psukim. So he's bothered, how did that work? So first of all, how does he know that the Kohen didn't turn away? Maybe the Kohen turned away. Maybe he turned his face away. So he answers, he says, from here to Vur, that if it's Heksha Mitzvah, the Choshu Heksha Mitzvah, Shetzorach La Mitzvah Legalis Sariseha, if the Mitzvah itself is to uncover here, Ein Zech Sarin Shavu Yimachnecha Kaddish. Doesn't have the Chsarin Machnecha Kaddish. Doesn't have Chsarin Kedusha. So the discussion by Mila also, the male, if you ever look at the male, he uncovers the baby and he does Afrada, he's holding on to David, David is uncovered and he's making a bracha. So they also could be the same svara. The mitzvah is to uncover the Aver to do a mila. Could be over there you could say that maybe the mitzvah is not the uncovering. So then we'll have to talk about what age does he get a shame erva? Right? That Mishmur says from a later age. But, okay, so the Maisa comes out like this. Benigay here. Even if it's his wife's here, or any lady, if he could be makbid to turn, of course that's the best thing. Or to at least sit in a different direction. That's good. But if you don't have that choice, then there's enough reason to be makel. And if it's something like short sleeves or hair, short sleeves, also there's room to be makel. With just atzimus enayim, and like we said, atzimus enayim doesn't mean dafka. Closing your eyes, could be even looking down into something or looking away. You do not need to make a scene out of it. You can figure out how to do without that. Benigay is Sarai, so we have to discuss the Mishbura. Sivkat in Yud says, Vida oid, a filim hu derech, right? It says, even if it's the derech for the Isha to keep her eye here on COVID. So it's still a problem. The Archa Shulchan and Oizayin and you'll take a look at Rav Moshe, Chet Galv, Simen Beis, Mem Gimel, where Yavdi has the famous Tshuvas about a Mechitza, where in the Shul, a low Mechitza. So he talks about Yavdi also, about seeing the ladies here. Can I see Rav Shmur for a minute, please? It's kedai to see over here the bir halacha, the bir maschol. The bir halacha via dibra maschu shugilin latzeis and michutz letzimtan on the second side here. These bir halachas, and then if you want to take a look, Rav Moshe and Evan Ezer chelik aleph siman nun ches, which will be negea. We'll discuss those dinim next week, but more dinim about sar. And then we have to also discuss about the knee itself, the elbow, if that's included in this also. Shmur brings down a machlekes about it. But that's what we're learning about Ayin Hei. Ayin Hei, we're going to be learning more about the the erva of isha, what's considered erva, what's considered uncovered for dvaran shebekdusha. You're on the airplane, and all around you, you have women which are not dressed properly. What am I allowed to do? So here we learn this mutta. Let's say I want to be my vasedra. So that's what we have to figure out. Yeah. Okay, good. So here is more kodik. And maybe short sleeves.
The shake is more chamar than the...
Yeah. Yeah. We'll try to find that more next week. Yeah.